It opened on Martin Luther King's birthday last Thursday, and it will be here until May 3rd. It's called America I Am, the African American Imprint, and it is the largest assemblage of African American artifacts ever put together, and it's a remarkable history of our country from colonial times to the present through the lens of African American history.
And give folks a sense as to if they want to venture up to Philadelphia, what they can see.
Well, there are more than 200 really remarkable artifacts in the exhibition, and it's really quite moving. There's media as well. The exhibition was organized by the same people who put together the King Tut exhibition. So it's very dramatic, it's very large, and it tells a very moving story about the struggle for African-American freedom and equality and how that has created a more perfect union for all Americans. In the end, it's a story about cultural celebration and triumph and the contributions that African Americans have made to American culture and history. There are all kinds of remarkable things to see in it. The stool and the key from the jail cell in which Martin Luther King was detained in Birmingham and where he wrote his famous letter from a Birmingham jail. The desk that Phyllis Wheatley, the first African American poet, used when she was writing back in the 18th century. Just lots of amazing things to see. And the exhibition really evokes lots of emotions from, anger and to great senses of joy and triumph.
And we were talking a little bit before I started recording, but it's a little bit both being Martin Luther King's birthday today, but also tomorrow, where the first black president is going to take the oath of office. This has to sort of evoke almost an emotional response.
Oh, it really does. And, kind of sometimes you get lucky. The exhibition was conceived about 2 years ago, before anyone knew that Barack Obama would be elected president. And the fact
he's barely
that,
running at that point. So
hardly. I mean, he had just perhaps announced his campaign
right
when the idea for this exhibition first germinated. And it came from Tavis Smiley, the radio and television personality, the writer. And he wanted to create an exhibition that addressed a question that was, first formulated by W.E.B. Du Bois, the great African-American intellectual. And what he asked at one point was, would America have been America without its Negro people? And the answer, of course, is no. And the exhibition shows in unmistakable terms how the roots of American culture and are part of African-American culture and African-American history.
And over the weekend, I was watching this program looking at the history of the sitcom, and you even look back to programs, like Archie Bunker, and it just seems, just like it was much more than just 25, 30 years ago. It seems like almost like a foreign country at this point.
It's remarkable, how much has changed. And one of the messages of the exhibition, I think, is that, the struggles to make that change, to break yeah those barriers, that legacy really makes it incumbent to do your best and to strive to live up to that sense of, accomplishment and creativity.
And so people who come to Philadelphia, they can come to the museum and these things, they can come and see all these things. And there are also a lot of visual exhibits that they can also participate in, really get in touch with a lot of this stuff.
Absolutely. We have a permanent exhibition as well. This is a changing exhibition. It will, travel around the country. But the National Constitution Center is really a remarkable museum, and we have a very interactive multimedia exhibition about American history that is always here and always worth visiting.